This is Hans Scheil from the Finishing Well podcast. On Finishing Well, we help you make godly choices about Medicare, long-term care, and your money. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
Nikita Koloff here, live at Man Camp in Royston, Georgia. And what a special treat to have this man on the show with me, Robbie Dillmore. He is executive producer for the Man Up Show, the Man Up Podcast, and Truth Radio Network in Winston-Salem. And we've just grown so fond of this man, just love his heart and love his attitude. And Robbie, well, first of all, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Wow, it's an honor. It really is.
I mean, you've got a show of your own. Well, you've got several you're kind of part of, and I know I've been on some of yours, but it's great to have you on mine.
Yeah, it's interesting to be on this side of the mic. It sure is. Yeah, I like it.
I bet it is. Yeah, you're used to being on my side and conducting the interview and throwing out the questions. But and you and I have talked, Robbie, and in fact, I know you you're here at Man Camp, attending Man Camp. You're here at Man Camp. You said I'd really like to do Man Camp, and of course I was thrilled to accommodate that and have you be a part of it, experience it for yourself, and I'm going to ask you about that in just a moment, but because you do one, you, not necessarily a similar type camp, but you do a camp for men. What's that entail, camp that you do?
Yeah, in fact, I do it next week. Which this has been so helpful for me because I've gotten so much information that I'm really looking forward to. We at Mask on Journey Radio have our boot camps that we do twice a year, similar to your time frame, and they're based on John Eldridge's book, Wild at Heart.
Okay.
And so similar in that they deal a lot with father wounds and identity and how to battle in spiritual warfare, those kind of things. So this was – you know, just really, it's hard to explain to anybody what it's like to be a participant when you have led and led and led and led
right.
and led and just
right.
sat there and tried to soak in and tried to bite your tongue.
Right.
But,
yep.
But it's really been an honor and, you know, so it's cool.
And I get that. And of course, you know, from day one, our opening, part of my opening instruction is, hey, I don't care whether, you know, because we have lots of pastors who come, all kinds of ministry type people, or even guys like yourself who facilitate other events and conferences and camps and different things. And not just people in ministry. I mean, we have people from 18 years old and up. We have some young 20-something year olds here. I think 21, 22 year olds, you know, at this particular camp. We had a camp where we had a father's son. The son was 18 years old, and we had a we've got a grandfather and a grandson here at this particular man camp. And so one of our instructions is, hey, I don't care what you do. If you build houses or, you know, you dig ditches or, you know, you're an attorney or whatever. Whatever you do, lay it all down. I mean, just take off all those hats. So, Robbie, take off that ministry hat, you know, and the executive producer hat, and just come and just rest and receive and – so what's the experience been like? So knowing you facilitate and do all that, what's this experience been like for you here at Man Camp?
Well, the invitation was to start on a Sunday and go through a Friday.
Right.
So you're talking about, whatever, 5.5 days.
Right.
To run after the heart of God. And I knew from doing enough shows with you that would include a fast.
Right.
You know? So not to be specific, but I knew that might be something that we would in do. And so, you know, for me, I run after the heart of God a lot early in the morning and that kind of thing. But I knew from however many guys come to our camps, if you get out there alone with God in the woods – and you just spend time listening, reading the word as you can begin to hear him, that he's going to take you places and show you things that he's really been wanting to work on with you. You got to give him your whole heart. I knew that it was a complete disconnect, and a lot of stuff was facilitated really well from my perspective, to truly go in and just me and God.
Yeah.
Just and specifically Jesus.
Yeah.
And then the way it was facilitated, I have to tell you, you guys have some ministry features, the videos and things that you showed that were beyond rich, to heighten, you know, for lack of a better word, what it tasted like to feel completely loved by Jesus. I mean, to taste what it's like to be totally accepted, to taste what it's like to, what grace being Jesus's favorite really means.
Right.
And then, you know, the other campers. I mean, just to see what God has done amongst these men. Mm-hmm. And, you know, men that I know, I could just tell have never been hugged. Mm-hmm. But really, you know, you could just tell that was what their heart was longing for, and the acceptance they felt, even after they bared a lot of laundry. And yet they could see that the love was turned on and amplified, and so, you know, it's always, you know, they always say, see what God's doing, show up and get in on it. Well, right. You know, man, you know, I just feel like, God, you're so good to me. I can't believe I get to see all this in so many different ways, and I get to go next week and do it the other way. So.
Yeah, which I'm thrilled for you, you know, and that, you know, my hope and my prayer was that, you know, this was in some way, you know, one, just enhance your own personal journey, and then secondly, you know, perhaps, you know, better equip you to be even that much more effective as a facilitator yourself, and take, you know, I like to say, you know, nothing's, Lex and I haven't been ingenious enough to come up with any of this. God just gave us a vision for it. We're just trying to be obedient to what he's asked us to do. So we have no copyright on any of this. So you have every right to copy anything that we have done here, because he's the originator of all of it. And so, you know, just want you to know that as well. So.
Oh, yeah, I can assure you. You know, it's like a buffet is a good way to put it. And tasting it has been amazing. And I love the way Dave, is his name Busby?
Yeah.
Said it, that the more saturated you are with Jesus,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The more that you can offer that experience,
yeah,
to others. And so, wow, to be able to come spend a week,
yeah,
just you and God,
yeah,
and with other men that are doing the same thing, and so sincerely.
Right.
I mean, I didn't see any slackers. I mean, these, from young to old,
right,
people really pushing into God.
Yeah, just in embracing the process and engaging. And of course, an amazing staff that comes and volunteers.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let me even tell you about all the guys that are here. You know, helping cook
staff.
and ministering to guys and getting down on the floor when they'd be, whatever needed to happen.
Right.
You could see, and I could tell you a funny story if you want to hear it.
Come on. Yeah, I do want to hear it.
So you can imagine if you're at a fast, and the next day I thought the fast was over or whatever. And so at 6 o'clock, because I get up early and I've had my time, and I'm like, I want a cup of coffee. And so I come up here, and there's this, like, I call it the hill of difficulty, like in Pilgrim's Progress. Well, it's a hill of difficulty. And if you're 65 years old and you're walking up the hill of difficulty, right?
Right,
you
right.
Need your testimony to get up that thing.
Right.
And so I have this expectation, I get to the top of this hill, I'm going to get a cup of coffee. And so as I come in the door, you know,
yeah,
there's this sign that says, no coffee until you've been released from your fast. And there's three or four staff guys there. Now, you know, anybody that knows me really well knows Robbie doesn't deal well with unmet expectations.
Okay.
And so I'm like, and I just turned around and looked at him, and I pointed my finger, and I said, you can at least tell a guy before he walks up that hill.
Okay.
And I walk out.
Yeah.
And I get in my car. And I've got the keys in my hand. I said, you know, I can go drive and get a cup of coffee. If I want a cup of coffee, I need.
I want it that bad.
I you know, you don't have, you know. And so I'm like, God, what are you telling me?
Yeah.
And he's saying, I'm telling you, you need to think through what you just did, you know.
Mm.
And think through, you know. These guys are here, man. They have loved on you for that 4 days or whatever it's been,
right.
and treated you like a king, and you just chewed them out for no good reason.
Yeah.
So man, I go back in, and I'm like, man, guys, please forgive me. I just can't believe I just did that. You've been so nice to me, blah, blah, blah. So you got a pastor, Gary, right?
Yes.
So 70-year-old guy.
Yeah.
So – Finally, the fast is released at lunch. And so I'm standing in the lunch line, and here comes Gary, and he's got a cup of coffee.
Just for you.
He's like, did you get your coffee? And he didn't do it like this morning. And this was a very sincere, humble,
right.
Like, man.
Want to make sure you got your cup.
You want to get your cup of coffee.
You're leaving a funny part out, I think, though, because I heard a little bit of this. So not only did you not get your cup of coffee, when I released the guys, the Lord did not release. So now you should not get coffee. You didn't even get breakfast because God said, hey, Robbie, come and have some fun with me. Wasn't that the words?
That was exactly it. So, yeah, after the coffee, you know, the coffee thing, then I'm thinking we're going to have breakfast or whatever, and then I get a new surprise. Nikita says, well, I want you guys to just ask God, you know, should you be released from the fast? And so I'm like, he ain't going to tell me that. And so I pray, and God, it couldn't have been more clear. He didn't say, no, Rob, you're not released. He didn't say, no, he said, Robbie, you can, if you want, come with me and we're going to have some real fun.
Mm.
And that was an invitation that I didn't want to turn down.
Yeah.
And he, if I, you know, take another second and tell the story.
Yeah.
One of the questions that we like to ask guys is what's the truest thing about you? And so I like to ask God, what's the truest thing about me? What's the truest thing about me? And so as I was out there this morning, he goes, Robbie, why don't you ask me?
Mm.
What's the truest thing about me?
Mm. Wow.
And he didn't just tell me, yeah, what's the truest thing about me. He showed me. And he showed me in a beautiful image of Hebrew letters that I knew what they meant.
Right. Wow.
And it was Yahweh, and it was more than Yahweh to me, and he knew it.
Right.
It was I'm more than the coffee.
Right. Right.
I'm more than the food. I'm more than the trees or the birds and the largest reality you have of being picked, of being chosen, of being redeemed, just like, oh my goodness. And I'm glad you mentioned that part of the story, because it really is one of the richest moments I've had this week.
Wow.
Of just tasting it.
Wow. Taste to see that God is good in Psalms. And,
yeah.
Well, man, thank you for sharing that, and it has been an amazing week. It really has, and your story just kind of caps it. And I'm thrilled to see how what happens at your, not only your event coming up, but even events in the future, and even our friendship together as well. So, can't thank you enough. Thank you, Robbie.
Oh, thank you, Nikita. God, you. Oh, I love you too.
Thank you.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one. We so appreciate our listeners. If you will support this program with a financial gift of any amount, I will send you a personalized copy of my latest book, Nikita, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to Koloff.net. That's Koloff.net, Koloff.net, and make your contribution today.
Nikita Koloff here, back live at Man Camp, and oh gosh, it's I've said it probably 100 times. No, I've probably said it 500 times. I can't even put words on what happened this week. And I got in the house here in the house with me tonight. Shane, man, thank you, Shane.
How you doing?
Thank coming you. On the show, man.
Great
to have you here. And you, where'd you come in from?
Villarica, Georgia.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Villarica, Georgia.
Like, hold on.
Villarica.
Villarica, Georgia. Yeah. I have to say I've been to a lot of places. I have not been there.
Well, it's one of the, you know, blink and you miss it kind of towns.
What stoplight town or something
like
that? Okay. Yeah, it's real. Well, I know you actually came in with a few guys from your church, right?
We did.
Crosspoint?
Connection Point.
I was close. Connection Point in Austell, Georgia.
Yes.
Connection Point. Pastor Tony, who was actually on the original Man Camp that Lex Luger and I did a few years back. And so I've known Pastor T for many, many, many years. And man, I tell you what I'm excited about for having you on the show, Shane, and just getting to know you over this past week and what something happened, Shane. Something special happened the other night. If I'm not mistaken, it was 11 p.m. or thereabouts.
11:03 p.m.
tell our listeners, man, what happened at 11:03 p.m. the other night.
I was saved at 45 years old.
Come on, you surrendered your life to Jesus. The other night here at Man Camp, at 45 years of age, 11:03 p.m.
Church all my life, never saved. Wow. That day, that moment, God hit me like a sledgehammer. Absolutely.
And you know the beautiful thing about this, like for real, Shane, is and you may or may not be aware, but we see it, right? I mean, from when I was first having that conversation with you to when you made that decision, and it was a personal decision, and then when you went back and sat in your seat, bro, your whole entire countenance changed.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I couldn't contain it.
And you had to stop grinning from ear to ear since then, like a Cheshire cat, man.
Yeah, I love it.
And what a message, though, for the listeners, Shane. You kind of remind me, my dad was 46.
Yeah.
When he gave his life to Jesus, he was 46, and he lived another 46 years, and he was sold out for the Lord, man, right up to the day he went home to be with Jesus. And I was kind of a late bloomer. I wasn't 40. I was 34, so I was kind of a late bloomer myself. But I'm asking a lot of guys, what was the greatest impact of your camp? I think I already know. But,
absolutely,
I mean,
that's
certainly your salvation was one of them.
Yes,
but,
it was a beautiful
thing. But what would you say, if there's something else you might highlight or pinpoint for those listening, how you were impacted this week?
Well, like I said, you know, I've been in church all my life. Yeah. I've been to youth camps, many, many youth camps. Yeah. But I've never felt the presence of God more in this place. I mean, I know God's everywhere.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But here it's like a blanket of warmth. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the most comforting thing I've ever felt in my life. Mm-hmm. And I want to hang on to it for as long as I can.
Yeah.
You know, forever. I want to hang on to it forever. Yeah. It's beautiful. I mean, I can't like you said, I can't quit smiling. I can't. The spirit of laughter got me in that, in there tonight, and I could not let it go. I mean, I had cramps. It was amazing.
Joy of the Lord, my brother.
Yeah.
You are now filled with the joy of the Lord.
Yes.
And what's beautiful about that for all of our listeners, when you experience, I tell the guys that all the time. Look, man camp's not an event. Man camp's an experience.
Yes, it is.
Just come and experience it for yourself and then see what you walk away with. And typically it's different for every single guy. And in your case, salvation to start with, and then God just piled it on from there, I know, has now equipped you. And you're not – listen, I just want to tell you, you're not going to let it go.
I'm not.
It's in you.
No way.
He's in you. It's all over you. And, man, I'm excited about your future. Now are you – last question real quick. Are you a marketplace guy? Are you on the market? Are you on church staff?
I'm on church staff.
What exactly do you do?
I'm the maintenance man and cook at the school and the daycare and the church.
Okay. So we just need to have you come back as staff and cook in the
architecture. Absolutely. I'm amazing. I'm an amazing cook. Yes.
Oh, okay.
You can ask my wife, my kids. Yes, I can cook and I love it.
Do you do most of the cooking at home?
I do.
Do you really?
Well, my wife's Dominican. If I want to eat rice and beans every day, then I leave it to her, but I can't deal with the rice and beans every day. So I gotta
have a break in there. Somewhere.
Yeah, I gotta get in there.
Well, nice. Well, listen, it was a special moment for me. I'm honestly just humbled that God gave me the opportunity to just play my small part in that decision you made. That life-changing decision, forever changing your destiny. And now I'm excited when you return home, how it's going to impact the rest of your family, bro.
Oh, I'm so ready for that. I'm so excited for that. I can't wait. You know, I tell the guys in there, you know, I can't wait to get home, but I don't want to leave.
You know, that's not uncommon to hear. A couple of the other guys are like, man, I just don't want this to end. Right. I just don't want it to stop.
Maybe I can just move the wife and kids up here. We can live in the cabin.
Which, by the way, you're not the first one to say when you walk on the property, you're like, wow, the presence of God is here. And of course, you know, the anointing on the ministry itself, to God be the glory. So, Shane, I love you, man. I'm excited about your future.
Thank you. I love you too.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Amen. We're not done, but we are for the last night, and it's just been an amazing week, and just an incredible finale to our night times. I got Brad in the house with me right now. Brad, thanks for coming in and spending a few minutes with me here tonight.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, I know it's been a long day and a full day and of course just a power packed night, and I just want to let's just first start with I mean, we met a number of years ago. Actually, Pastor, you pastor a church up in West Virginia. Where's that?
Nitro, West Virginia, Rock Branch Independent Church.
Rock Branch Independent Church, and you know, just some ministry for you up there, and of course we were able to build upon our relationship up there, and then you know, over time we talked and kept our meeting and kept our engagement together, just learning from one another and building upon that relationship. And eventually, Man Camp came up and extended an invitation to you. What was your decision and why you wanted to come to Man Camp?
So I've been in ministry for 10 years.
Okay.
And sometimes in the corporate atmosphere, you get a lot of static. A lot of churches that we're involved with and ministries we're involved with and I just needed something more. So I just had been praying when you extended the invitation to come out to Man Camp. I said, Lord, I said, I really want to know. I want to get all the filters off, all the guardrails off. I want to dive off the deep end to see what is authentic, what you have for me. Not what man says, not what corporate religion says, not what denomination says. I want to know what he has to say for me.
Yeah.
So I just came with an open mind, no expectation. I said, Lord, if you send it, I'll receive it. I know it'll be you because I'm just going to take my hands off the wheel and see what you're going to do, and he blew my mind.
And so what would, if there was like maybe one highlight from the week and maybe how you were, let's say, impacted the most, or what was something that really impacted you?
So it's just one word, freedom. I've never, in my times of ministry, and it's a shame on me and shame on corporate religion, because I've never felt freedom like I felt here at this week. I mean, I'm talking about no shame. I know you guys have always said hands in the air, we don't hold any stones, referring to the woman caught in adultery. And we've said it 1,000 times, but man, there was true freedom in this place. Something about the atmosphere. And I've been praying. That's been my thing for the whole year. I said, God, I just want an atmosphere. I don't care what it looks like, but if you're in it, I know the atmosphere will change. And I'm telling you, when you drive on the property, the atmosphere is different. Yeah. And you can't manufacture that.
Yeah, and you know, you're just this week, you're not the first. You're one of several that has actually brought that to our attention. And I know Jerome Stratton, the caretaker of this property, will be thrilled to hear that. And he has an amazing ministry of his own to inner city and underprivileged kids and camps that he does here at Camp Little Light here in Royston, Georgia. And so would you recommend this to someone else? Like when you return back home, say, man, I would really encourage you to consider going to camp.
I actually was talking to one of the gentlemen here about going back and actually paying someone's way. It's
sponsoring them.
Yeah, sponsoring someone to come in here, because I'll be honest, how many states have been from 10 states, over 10 states
well,
this time?
Just this camp, that's guys came from 10 different states from all over America just for this camp.
Right.
But I've had guys come from, I think, about 30 different states and Europe so far.
So I just think about the impact that this week has made on these men here.
Yeah.
Going back across the nation. I mean, it's almost, I can't even think about the impact, because once again, it'll be contagious. It's like a wildfire.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. Well,
so I would definitely recommend it.
Well, I'm grateful, thankful that you made the decision to come, and I know I was able to witness how God impacted your life this week. And I look forward to hearing some praise reports when you head back home.
Thank you for having me, Nikita.
Thanks, Brad. Love you, my friend.
Love you too, brother.
All right. God bless you.
God bless you.
Men, I would like to challenge each of you to consider spending 5 days with Lex Luger and I at Man Camp, pursuing the heart of God. Ladies, if you're listening, we'll send your men home better equipped to be men of God, godly husbands, and godly fathers. If that appeals to you, give them your blessing and encourage them to sign up today at mancamp.info. Pastors, if you would like to bring Koloff for Christ Ministries and Man Up Conference to your community, go to koloff.org and email me. Remember this, it's time to man up.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.